This is Woodburn Radio. Now showing on aerocinema.com.
If anyone has said you're going to get involved in auto charros, I'd have said that great windmill thing. No. As soon as I got the eyesight test, the doctor said, what if you never be able to land an aeroplane? I made suicidal pass after pass trying to get the thing down. And after several times doing this thing, with no fuel showing on the gauges, I called up and said, couldn't the crew bail out? There was no sense in them staying with me while I was trying to do it. And all the time we were flying, we had an atom bomb on board. And when we were in a certain area of the North Pole from Canada, if we got the message, we had a target to attack in Russia. People say, why do you have so many? My answer is, it's like having a harem of girls or women. They're all the same basic design, but they kind of differ in nature. I remember when I landed, a cubby of broccoli was looking at me from a distance. He said, yeah, same build, he'll do. Meaning I was the same build as Sean Connery.
The Logbook Series, featuring Ken Wallace, now showing on aerocinema.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wick Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wick's Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Live from the land of the brave, because of the brave, this is Warbird Radio.
This is Warbird Radio.
And good evening, folks. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. We're glad you could join us. Want to welcome you to the show. If you're listening live, we're glad you could join us tonight and hang out with us and have fun in this hour we have. If you're listening to the podcast, be sure and try and catch us one Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time for the live show. It gives you a chance to ask our guest questions and put your comments in about, you know, what we're talking about. So anyway, we're glad you're here one way or the other. And I guess it's time for us to get this thing started. I want to welcome our guest, Alex Breitkreutz from iFly Tallies. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, we're glad you could come, you know.
Yes, great. Thank you. And maybe I should start with telling everybody how I got that, maybe for some of you, weird name, iFly Tallies.
Yeah.
Maybe you can hear from my accent that I'm from Germany originally. And I used to fly airplanes there when I was a kid. But after I moved to the U.S. in 2001, I got back into RC and, you know, was slope flying because there was a local slope really close by. Most of my buddies were actually flying wings, and I was one of the few brave pilots flying planes with a tail. And somehow we started nagging each other, and that's when I started using the name iFly Tallies and used that then, you know, on all the forums I was present. And the funny thing was, when I met other pilots at events, they all knew me by my screen name, iFly Tallies, and not by my real name. And that's, you know, when I thought, well, maybe that's a good way, I should start using my screen name for my business too.
Well, there you go. Now we all know. So you're originally from Germany. How long have you been in the U.S.?
I came here in June of 2001.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about iFly Tallies and what the company's about, why you started it, and you know, the kind of products you sell.
Well, in the beginning, also because of my business education background, I started selling more other products such as Icarus simulators, helicopters, and all their products. And I did it mostly to finance my hobby, and more importantly, to have something I can fall back to if I would ever lose my full-time job. You know, Germans are pretty conservative when it comes to finances. Mm-hmm. I continued then to become a dealer for Hobby Lobby too. But because I'm so passionate about sailplanes and you know, flying tow planes as well, I started focusing on scale accessories for my sailplanes. And, you know, if you're not a sailplane pilot, some things you really need is a tow release, tow lines, and then you want to detail your cockpits with harnesses, microphones, you know, gadgets such as sliding windows and a lot more. So I was looking for a scale cockpit for my sailplane, and then I, you know, the idea popped up to start offering high-quality cockpit instruments here in the U.S. for, you know, all kinds of modelers.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sailplane pilots, you know, we are pretty small here, so a lot of warbird pilots started contacting me and wanted instruments and other cockpit accessories, and yeah, since then I have continuously expanded my inventory and added new products, and I have been, you know, seriously doing the instruments and all the cockpit accessories since spring of 2011.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty neat. You know, one thing that's kind of interesting about that is how you know, just since we've been associated, I've seen you move more into the warbird and skill, you know, fixed wing and jet arena. But I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit. But before we do that, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, you can do it a couple of ways. You can give us a call at 478-787-4768. If you have Skype, you can simply Skype us at Warbird Radio. That's all one word. Or join us in our live chat on warbirdradio.com by simply clicking on the Join Our Live Chat button, and we'd love to hear your questions, and I'm sure Alex would too. So let's talk a little bit about some of the more scale products that you've been bringing on lately. I know you know, you and I got to say hi in Toledo. We didn't get to talk long, but you were pretty busy up there, so I didn't want to hold you up too long. You had a huge selection of instruments and cockpits and everything else. Can you talk about your products a little bit?
Sure. My main product line, of course, are instruments. And a main seller are instrument panel sets for third, quarter, and fifth scale models. And these you can either buy in kit form or ready-made. Mm-hmm. When you choose the kits, that includes panels that are pre-cut and painted. The instruments are, and you know, the bezels come pre-made, and you as a modeler just need to glue them to the panel. And the only thing you might actually have to build or paint are the switches, if they're any included, and apply the stencils that come with some of the sets.
Gotcha.
And of course, if you want to save time and go the easier way, then you can also go with the ready-made sets. They come ready assembled. You just pop it into your cockpit, and you're ready to go. Hmm. And the most popular item is the P-51 instrument panel set.
Yeah.
That fits the P-51 on top flight and composite ARV. Other popular items are, for example, the ME-109 and the Focke-Wulf 190 sets for Meister scale composite ARV, the EFM line, but also Spitfire, Dennis Platt, Clark Industries, the Zeroli and Airwolf product line. So I try to continuously, you know, expand and offer what my customers want.
Right.
And then I also started designing instrument panels for civilian aircraft. For example, Piper Cup instrument panels from half scale down to fifth scale. My latest product is a composite of Marchetti instrument panel, which has become quite popular. If the modeler wants to make his own panel, or if the ones I have just don't fit, they may also buy generic instrument sets. These are available in any way from half scale down to eighth scale, and they're available for World War One, World War Two, civilian, and sailplane layouts. And then I separate them by nationality, like U.S., German, British, French, Japanese, and also, you know, some particular aircraft types such as the Bucus Diamond, Tiger Moth, and so on. And if you want to be really serious, you can also add gun sights, switches, control sets like knobs, levers, etc., little GPS units, radio sets, control lights, and compasses. Mm. For the P-51, the Fokker Wulf 190, and the Spitfire, I offer also the whole cockpit set. So you get a little bit of discount because you are getting the whole set, and you can get those either in kit form or ready-made again. Mm-hmm. You can also just buy other accessories for your cockpit, such as harnesses, control sticks, pedals, and seats, and, of course, very important, pilots. So I was able to source a supplier for half-scale pilots, uh-huh. and some of you pilots out there, you're now flying pretty big models, whether they are scratch builder or, you know, from Bill Hempel, etc. And I also offer pilots and quarter and third scale and down to 12 inch, which fit pops in the models from Top Flight, ESM, Meister Scale, Hangar 9, Base Plat, Dunsmith, and Zeroli. And then I came up with the idea to add more little neat gadgets such as maps. So I have World War II maps from the Pacific Front or the European Theater, also from World War One. And for the outside of the cockpit, I now started offering decals for the P-51, Fokker Wulf 190, and Piper Cub. And that's my main line for instruments and cockpit detailing and detailing the airplane in general. Besides that, I also offer the Aerofly 5 simulator, which is available for Windows and Apple Mac computers. And as I have mentioned before, of course, all the gadgets for my sailplane buddies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, and I'll be honest with you about this. When you and I first started communicating about being an advertiser on RC Scale Builder, I think you remember I ordered a P-51 instrument panel because I wanted to see the product, you know. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed, very impressed. And I'm in a position now where I'm about to get back on my P-51, so I'm going to be ordering the rest of that. But, guys, this is quality merchandise. This is not just ABS plastic thrown into a bag with a bunch of straight pins. These are true kits, and even the one that you put together is pretty much, you know, 90% complete, which I was very impressed with.
And thank you very much for your nice words. And that's actually feedback I hear from a lot of modelers, and that's, you know, good for me to hear. But that's also a reason for me to, you know, offer even more product. And I've actually started doing more and more custom orders.
Yeah.
So if people scratch build a model or have a certain scale in mind, they now approach me more and more. Of course, that involves a lot more time and planning, mm-hmm. but people are willing to, you know, accept a longer waiting time because they know they won't get a quality product. And, you know, we all have been to events, and a good cockpit really makes your airplane look good, and it can distinguish your P-51 from, you know, other P-51 standing around.
That's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Folks, once again, if you'd like to join in the conversation, if you have a question for Alex or a comment about his products, if you use them, give us a call at 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio, all one word, or simply shoot us an email or join us in our live chat. You can get to us. We make it as easy as possible to communicate with us, so we'd love to hear from you. one thing I was just talking about, the P-51 instrument panel I purchased from you. One thing that really impressed me was your customer service. And, you know, today too many of these vendors are not businessmen, you know, and so they don't really understand the value of that. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of talk about your philosophy about customer service? Because I was thoroughly impressed with it when I placed my order.
Oh, thank you very much. That's really good to hear. Well, I think I have three advantages. First is that I'm a one-man show. So believe it or not, like, I'm running this business on my own. Although it's fun, it's also a lot of work, but I really do enjoy it because the products are really, really high quality and really neat. And then, you know, make my customers happy and, you know, make their model stand out. And that makes me happy too. So by being my own boss and, you know, having total control over all aspects of my business, mm-hmm. I'm able to respond to customers pretty fast. And nowadays with the technology, that's, you know, much easier with the smartphones, et cetera. So wherever I am, I can answer emails or calls and customers appreciate that. Being from Germany and having studied international business, I have looked at, you know, how businesses in the U.S. can be successful or what, mm-hmm. you know, their credo is. And besides the product, of course, I've learned that customer service is the most important aspect for a successful business model. And I can't please everyone, but I, of course, try hard.
Right.
And I really have very few complaints so far, luckily, and knock on wood, I hope I will be able to, you know, provide good service and make customers happy.
Well, you know, I think you do a good job at that, and I'm going to say that as a customer, because you were nice enough to follow up with me when a part came in I was going to order and let me know when it was available. So so anyway, there you go. Looks like we got a question in the chat room. They want to know if you have plans to do a P-40 cockpit kit.
That's interesting that question came up first. At the last show I was in Wilburtsville, Delaware, I had two people asking me the same question. So the answer is yes. It's actually already, we've already done quarter-scale P-40 cockpits. So what I would suggest is if you want one, just contact me either at iFlyTailors.com. There's a contact link where you fill out a form or via email at iFlyTailors@gmail.com or via phone. And we can then talk about what model it is and how we can make sure that the panel will fit your particular model. And if it's a popular model line like Topflight, ESM, etc., that would actually help me too, because once I have the template, I can make it available to everybody and you don't have to search for it, and you finally will have a nice cockpit set for your P-40 as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of these guys are building this, the Bates P-40, and I know that's I know several people that are doing that would definitely be interested in that, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, the kit builders are definitely at an advantage because they have the plans on hand, so it's really easy to trace the outline. And then you either scan and email it to me or send it via regular snail mail, and then we can make the template, cut the panel, cut or drill the holes where the instruments go, and from then on it's really easy and fast to do. It's just getting the panel right that's, you know, the most serious step for us.
Yeah, I understand. So, you know, with that said, let's talk a little bit about maybe some new products or new items you have coming out now or in the near future. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yes. My next step is a fifth-scale P-47 cockpit set. It'll fit the Bombardier RF, among others. I have gotten like dozens of requests for that one. I'm already offering just a instrument panel for the P-47, but the whole cockpit set will include really nice side panel items, a seat, gun sights, panel, control stick and pedals, and you can either get the whole set or individual parts again, and I'm really excited that finally we're able to complete those. The side panel items are actually the hardest to do because you have to make the molds, and once you have made the molds, you have to make sure, you know, it comes out right. And since we wanted to make it right and off quality products, we took our time with that, and now it's finally done. So about by the end of August, I hope to have those items in my inventory. Along with that, we'll also have a decal set for the P-47. They're all water slide and look really, really nice. More and more customers have asked me about the Waco instrument set in third scale. AMR, for example, is selling a kit and another vendor from Germany. So I will bring that over. I'm already carrying the quarter scale Waco instrument set, and people who've seen that for the first time on World War II Delaware, they were so impressed because it features like a real wooden insert in the center section, and it really looks cool. And some of my jet pilot customers, they are pushing me to come up with some jet panels too. So that's a little bit more complicated because you have to make LCD or LED displays, and they should, you know, look real, not just a graphic image you print out,
right. But
maybe feature some lights, etc. So that's a little bit more complicated, but we're working on that and then hope to have that available by next year. And I see a lot more customers requesting custom panels for all kinds of models, from World War I to modern civilian. So, yes, those are my latest products I'm working on right now.
Well, that's neat. That's neat. You know, one little scale accessory that you have on your website that I think is very cool and adds a lot to a cockpit are the maps, you know. That's a neat extra to throw in, you know, to the cockpit, put a map case with a map down there.
Correct.
I like where you're going with that. You know, that's a good idea. And I think those are the kind of things that builders want. Looks like we got another question asking about ME-262 cockpits. Any thoughts or plans for that?
Yes, we have actually made one once for a customer in Europe.
Uh-huh.
So if you're interested in an ME-262, please contact me, iFlightHaley@gmail.com. Get that instrument panel outlined to me, and we'll talk to me.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. Well, once again, I think you just said it, though, but if modelers have questions or if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
There's a contact form on my website, iFlightHaley.com, and you can drop me a note right there. If you have already pictures or a drawing of what you want, then the email is iFlightHaley@gmail.com. My phone number is 717-203-0590. And email, I answer as soon as I can, as well as phone calls, so it doesn't matter which way you contact me. I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Super. Well, we also have a link to your website on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder about this show, and also here on the show page on Warbird Radio. So you can also get to his website either one of those ways. Alex, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just, because of the question about the ME-262 cockpit, I just went to my site. So, T. Burley, if you want to look at my website, iFlightHaley.com, click on instruments, and right underneath it says custom instruments. And there are several pictures. One of them is actually the quarter scale version we have made. And you can see what it, you know, would look like. And hopefully you like it, and we will be in touch soon.
Super. Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It was really neat to talk to you and let the guys hear you tell folks about how you came up with the business name and why you started the business. And it's always good to get that background. I think it personalizes things a little better when you can come on and people can hear your voice, you know?
Great. Thank you so much for having me. And that's why this year I've tried to also attend a lot more events. Seeing pictures on the website is nice, but seeing them in front of you and being able to look at them and touch them is
What other events will you be attending this year?
The indoor shows, I went to the Ram Show, which was at a new place this year in New Jersey, and then Toledo, and a big show near where I live in Pennsylvania. The Warwick of Delaware event was definitely a good venue. The Giant Scale event up in New York State, and several other local events I have tried out.
Well, good. We're glad to hear that. I want to thank you for coming on, and it was I think it was a great interview. I think people kind of understand your philosophy of what you're trying to do now. And will you come back again and give us an update on maybe some new products in the future?
That would be fantastic. And thank you so much for having me. It was really nice talking to you. This time a little bit longer than Toledo.
Yeah. You were pretty slammed, so I just wanted to shake your hand, and I moved on. So, but we'll next time. Maybe next time we can sit down and have a cocktail or something.
And hopefully I can make it to some of the nice events down south.
We would love to have you, buddy.
We can have a chat there too.
Absolutely. Well, look, you take care. And folks, once again, be sure and check Alex out at iflytailies.com. He has some great instruments and scale accessories. So be sure and check that out. And thanks again, Alex. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, our good friend Ron Berg's got a pretty interesting review for us we want to check out. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
If anyone has said you're going to get involved in auto charas, I just said those great windmill thing. No. As soon as I got the eyesight test, the doctor said, "What if you never be able to land an aeroplane?" Oh. I made suicidal pass after pass trying to get the thing down. And after several times doing this thing, with no fuel showing on the gauges, I called up and said, couldn't the crew bail out? There's no sense in them staying with me while I was trying to do it. And all the time we were flying, we had an atom bomb on board. And when we were in a certain area of the North Pole from Canada, if we got the message, we had a target to attack in Russia. People say, why do you have so many? My answer is, it's like having a harem of girls or women. They're all the same basic design, but they can't half differ in nature. I remember when I landed, a cubby of broccoli was looking at me from a distance. He said, yeah, same build, he'll do. Meaning I was the same build as Sean Connery.
The Logbook Series, featuring Ken Wallace, now showing on AeroCinema.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Hi, this is Mike Chilton
Wilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Live from the land of the free, because of the brave, this is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson. And man, what a beautiful summer evening here in the South. Really enjoyed having Alex on the show. Guy, he's got such cool instruments. When I was in Toledo, I just stood there looking at the rack with everything he had. And I just could have spent all my money right there. But I tried to, hold back a little bit. And I'm just impressed I got his name right. You know, I'm just a dumb redneck. So for me to be able to say his name correctly is like a huge thing for me. I think I'm going to mark it down on the calendar. Looks like up next we got our good friend, pal, and fellow RC skill builder guy, Ron Berg. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself there, Michael?
Well, you know, as they say here in the South, if I was any better, I'd be you.
Well, I always heard that if I was any better, it'd take two of me. So I guess we're both on the same track there.
That's right. What you got for us tonight, pal?
I want to talk to you about a website that it's been out there for quite some time, airfieldmodels.com. Mm-hmm. I discovered this site several years ago, and it's a personal website put up by a guy named Paul Johnson. And he's been a scale modeler for a little more than 30 years, I think. And it's a very, very well-organized site. Like I said, I got into it, found this site several years ago, but I hadn't probably hadn't been visited the site in the last couple of years. And when I went on the other day, it just popped in my head, and I was wondering what he'd done with the site, and I went in and had a look. It's pretty impressive. The site is constantly growing, and it's dedicated to all things, all scale modeling, and things more than just airplanes. But it's absolutely a repository of information. He solicits building tips and information from all the people that visit his site, and then he takes questions from people and tries to help them with it. And it's just, I mean, he's really put together a pretty nice site. It's very easy to navigate around the site. Like I said, it's organized so well. But he has links that go to various subjects. And one of them, I can't cover everything. It would take a long time to cover everything. But just some of the things that would be of interest to our folks. He has one on model building tips. And it covers general construction, building, model design, radial installation, finishing, and miscellaneous items like grain orientation when you're building something, explanation of the different grains of balsa. It's really an informative little section there. He has his frequently asked questions section. He has them broke out into categories, and some of them include fiberglass and finishing, model aircraft, aerodynamics, construction techniques, AC aircraft control systems, model aircraft engines, model kit building, model building tools, and miscellaneous questions. And I can't stress heavy enough, the guys that are new to building models, this would be a wonderful site for them to spend a little time in. There's a lot of information to learn. And Paul also offers a system, he developed a system for himself. It's a magnetic building system. He's got he builds on a steel tabletop, and he has these magnetic fixtures that will hold various structures in place while you assemble and glue them. And he shows you how to build a system if you're interested in building your own. Gives you patterns and everything. And if not, well, then he sells the system at a pretty reasonable price for the amount of work that goes into it. Like I said before, he actively solicits questions from modelers and modeling tips, and the whole thing behind the site is to pass this information and share information with the modelers and to pass it on. Like it's www.airfieldmodels.com. And I strongly encourage everyone to have a look at it. It's really, really a nice site.
Yeah, we'll definitely put that in the episode notes at the end of the show tonight, but also post it into the chat room there on Warbird Radio if you guys want to check it out. Yeah, you know, that's a great site. Like you, I've known about it for a while, and it's just a great resource. And it kind of falls in line with our last couple of episodes about people getting started in the hobby, and it's a fantastic resource for them. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk about it. How are things going out in Texas these days?
We're getting a lot of rain here. Today it rained pretty hard. It's rained so much that I haven't been able to cut my grass in about 2 weeks, so it's getting pretty bad.
Yeah. We know
our good buddy. Better than the drought we had last year, though.
Yeah, no doubt. Our good buddy Todd in the chat room wanted me to tell you that he said, bless Ron's heart. So...
tell Todd I'm not feeling love. He hadn't called, he hadn't written, he hadn't done anything in
a long time. Well, look, I sure am glad that you were able to come on and give us that. Come back next week with something
sure.
else for us?
Yeah, we'll figure something out there.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, buddy. I really appreciate it. And I guess we'll check in with you next week, right?
Take care, buddy.
All right. Okay, folks, coming up next here, we've got upcoming events I wanted to tell you about. We've got the Sodbusters Warbird Invasion, August 24th and 25th. Warbirds over South Carolina, September 14th, 15th. Warbirds over Montgomery, September 28th, 29th. Warbirds over the Rockies, September 28th through the 30th in Fort Collins, Colorado. Best of the West Jet Rally, October 17th through the 21st in Button Willow, California. Rally of Eagles, October 4th through the 6th in Andersonville, Georgia, down at Mac Hodges Place. So be sure and check those out. If you have an event you want us to announce on the show, shoot me an email at live@rcskillbuilder.com, and we'll get it on for you. Mr. Jolly, are you around?
I am, Mike.
Well, I'm glad you're able to actually talk tonight. You know, I know you had the co-pilot with you last week.
I did. You know, I did have him last week, and I had him this morning. But, he's sacked out taking a break. All that work, he was pretty tired.
I bet it was a lot to deal with. Yeah. Did you have a look at Alex's website?
I did. Nice stuff. I wish he had some Tiger Moth stuff.
Well, you know.
I could buy a radio from him, maybe. Quarter scale, but maybe a quarter of the price.
Yeah, and it'd be a lot lighter, too.
Sure would be. No, it's beautiful stuff, though.
It really is. It's good stuff. Well, that's super. So what's going on Warbird Radio this week?
No, we have a lot going on with Air Venture. Just a lot. So the guys were telling me tonight, we had a conference call this evening. Actually, at the start of your show, we had a conference call and on the other line there, and there was a lot going on, but... bunch going on up there, and of course we'll be carrying it live in the morning as well. So good stuff coming down the pipe.
Well, good deal. Well, that's awesome.
Guys ran into Bob Hoover today, which is kind of fun. Yeah, they ran into him and a couple other friends, and it's just been going well.
Wow. Well, that's pretty neat. Pretty neat. I guess you saw that I got the 219 ready to go finally.
Well, we talked about that this morning. Yeah, it's ready to go.
And, you know, it was
the only thing that's not ready is the amount of Benadryl it's going to take for you to allow yourself to let that thing take off.
You know, what's funny about it is I was working on it last night, and I just kind of stood back, and I've been working on the darn thing for so long. I stood back, and I just kind of had an epiphany. I'm like, it's done.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know? Nothing else to do to it. Yeah,
that's right. So. So we're going to do some taxi tests, hopefully this next week, and get it up in the air and have some fun with it. So then move on to the next one.
No, that's good.
But can you believe I actually got Alex's name right?
That's pretty cool. I'm impressed.
You know, I studied it all day today.
I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, I sounded it out over and over and over. I spelled it out. I finally figured out how to say it. So, you know, it just goes to show you can teach a dumb redneck a new trick.
Oh, there you go.
So, well, look, we're going to wrap it up, I guess. It's going to be kind of a short show tonight, but man,
but
what
a
great
one,
show.
Though. It was a good one.
It really
one,
was. Really was.
I have to say, too, that speaking of RC Scale Builder, yes. Show, Sherman Helmsley, George Jefferson died today.
Yes.
Isn't that sad?
I saw that.
Yeah. Terrible news. Yep. Lost Sally Ride yesterday and George Jefferson today.
Yep, absolutely.
So.
But you
know
what
today
is,
you're a big Jefferson
right?
fan. I know that. So
you know what today is, right?
Hmm.
Amelia Earhart's birthday.
It is. It is.
That's right. So
and lo and behold, Tygar came back empty-handed on their search.
Really?
Imagine that. Big shocker there. $2.2 million expedition. Hillary Clinton behind it, I think, or at least endorsing it, and they came back empty-handed again. This is what number. This is a bunch that they've come back empty. They've been on the show. And I have to say, I'm the first to admit that every time Rick Gillespie comes on this show, I am absolutely blown away by what he says.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you call me up and you're like, well. But yeah, we've had him on a couple of times. If you don't know what we're talking about Rick Gillespie, who is the guy that has been making all the press. About every time that before they leave, he makes a lot of press.
Yes.
He's very
yes.
good at that. But he has yeah. some compelling stories. I mean, but the photograph this year, when I finally saw it, I was kind of like, really? That's what, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it could have been yeah. like a speck on the lens. It could have been, but no, I mean, this was the landing gear from the airplane that no one else has bothered to find or see.
Right, right.
Yeah. The most compelling story I think we've had on there has been Grace McGuire. I still, that was a great one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, through a process of elimination, I think for the most part, everyone has a pretty good idea what happened. So
I like Grace's idea the best, though, that she was flying with the wrong maps, which yeah, makes perfect yeah. sense. I mean, if you hear her out, her story makes perfect sense. We'll have that back up. That's one of the ones that is in the cooker right now, getting remade.
Rehatched. There you
so
go.
It's going to be coming back out. But yeah, good stuff. It's one of the most downloaded shows we have. You know, of all of our I don't want to say science fiction shows that we've done, because it's not science fiction. This stuff actually happened. Has to be the show we did on the Bermuda Triangle. Remember that one?
Yes,
where we
I
had
did.
That Evan Quasar character that came on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said, well, what about, you know, the missing TBMs? And like very matter-of-fact, do you remember this? Very matter-of-factly, he's like, well, they're in Georgia. And I'm like, what do you mean they're in Georgia? And he goes, oh, they're in Georgia. He goes, come on. And he like lays it out. And the guy was so logical. I'm confident those airplanes are in South Georgia in the Okefenokee
yeah.
Swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the shows that we've done on this station have truly surprised me. I mean, like, I really thought that was kind of going to be one of those fun ones to do, you know, the Bermuda Triangle right. thing, the missing warbirds, that we were going to get some hocus-pocus, some alien. But no, nothing about that. I mean, he just very matter-of-factly explained everything that we had thrown his way, including the Martin Mariner that blew up, which is something that you're very fond of.
Yes.
It just blew yep. up. He said yeah. that happened quite a bit back then. And you and I have talked about that.
Yep, absolutely.
So I don't know. If they find Amelia, I know today's her birthday. God bless her. And just a shame.
She was definitely a pioneer. And,
tell you what, though, I think about every time I see Patty Wagstaff or I talk to her, I think about Amelia and Pancho Barnes and yeah. all those aviatrix that came before all of us today, really whose shoulders we all stand on, but I think she's in that same group.
I agree.
There's a lot of them that are in that group, but especially Patty and Julie Clark is another one who's been on the show. There's yep. a lot of those gals that are out there.
But none of them can hold a candle to Marianne.
Nope.
From Gilligan's Island.
Yet another one that's in the archive there. So
yeah, yeah. Dawn. Yeah.
Dawn Wells. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was awesome. You know, I tell people all the time, I had a conversation with Marianne.
Yeah.
So very cool. Cool stuff. You know, my association with you has already paid off.
Glad to know that.
That's all I can say.
Thanks,
you know?
Mike.
That one thing just yeah. really, that did it in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You fulfilled a boyhood fantasy. So.
Oh, I'm glad I could do that. At least fulfill one of them.
Well, almost. Okay. You know, we'll leave it at that.
I'll leave it at that.
But yeah. I did figure out why the coconut cars always, look so funny running. So.
Okay.
Anyway. We're going to leave it at that, I guess.
Okay, whatever you
want to
do. In honor of Sherman Helmsley, we'll go out with
yeah.
this.
Absolutely.
There we go.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. It's another great show, and thanks to our guests, Alex Breitkreutz of iFly Tailies.
Twice in one night.
I screwed up his site name, though, iFlyTailies.com. Be sure and check that out. Thanks to Ron Berg for coming on, and thank you guys for listening, most of all. And we'll be back next week with another fantastic guest and episode to tell you about what's going on in the RC world. So stick around, listen to more great programming here on Warbird Radio. And until next time, be sure and measure twice and cut once. And as our good friend says in Australia, Uru. See ya.
Good night, Mike.
Good night.